Please rise as you are able in body or spirit, and let us join in the opening words. They that wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. They will run and not be weary. Blessed be the name of God. From the rising of the sun to its setting, it is good to give God thanks. Let us join our voices, let us join our hearts in the prayer of invocation. O God, all-powerful, true and incomparable, present in all things, yet limited by none, untouched by place, unaged by time, unhurried by the years, undeceived by words, not subject to birth, nor in need of protection. You are above all corruption. You are beyond all change. You are by nature immutable, living in the light that none can approach, invisible, yet you make yourself known to me, and you are found by all who seek you with their whole heart. You are the God of Israel and of all who hope in Christ. My friends, it's time to share Christ's peace with one another. However, in this season of flu, we invite you to share the peace with an elbow bump or a fist bump or flash the peace sign. The peace of Christ be with you. Now give it away.
Welcome to you all to Old South Church in Boston. We are an open and affirming congregation of the United Church of Christ, which means this. However it is that love has come to bless your life, however it is that your family looks, however your body works, you are a beloved child of God, and your presence here makes this a more wonderful expression of the kind of community God would have us be. These are some of the values that are at the very heart of this community. And because you are here, we can be who God calls us to be. So welcome. We'd love to know who has joined us. You'll find near at hand a small black pad, our friendship pad. If you would, please take a moment and fill that out. We would love to know who is worshiping with us today. We are now in the season of Epiphany. And in the traditional cycle of readings that accompany the season of Epiphany, there are stories of Jesus' ministry growing and spreading, diseases healed, outcasts reconciled with community, the hungry fed, and the love of God alive in this person. Wonderful to behold. Epiphany for us today is about much the same thing, about celebrating the spread of God's love in the world, the spread of God's light abroad across the land. Epiphany is about reconciliation. It is about the hungry being fed. It is about healing. This is the work of the church today, no less than it was the work of Jesus so many years ago. And so throughout this season, we are hearing from the members of the church, the people who make up this congregation. We are hearing from them about the ways that faith has come to enliven their lives, the way that their being part of this community has been a blessing to them, and how they themselves have been a blessing to this community, giving testimony of their faith and of their contributions to this community in time and talent and financial means. So we'll be hearing about that all month. We are very thrilled to welcome Don Wells today to do that. He is our theologian in residence. You may know him from leading our theological book group every week on Mondays or our Advent poetry readings once a year. I think that Don would like to be known abroad as the heretic of Old South Church. I think he fancies himself something of a heretic, but Don, I do know the man, but Don, I have to say, your views on God hew so closely to the love of Christ that I'm afraid you're stuck with the heart of orthodoxy anyway. So we are grateful to have Don with us today. A couple of announcements. This coming Friday, we are going to be worshiping at Temple Israel for their Shabbat Tzedek. If you are interested in joining us, then email me for that. It is an annual service in honor of Martin Luther King Jr. in which they lift up the values of justice so present in the Jewish faith. The special speaker this year will be Representative Ayanna Presley. Temple Israel is in the district which Representative Presley represents. We also will be having a rolling soup kitchen that is going to be on the 21st. That's on Martin Luther King Day. If you're interested in that, you can reach out to Ralph Watson, who is organizing that. We'll be gathering to make a simple meal and then going out onto the streets to deliver it to people around in Copley Square. Following worship today as well, there is an Old South Church Finances 101 presentation. If you have questions about how it is that the ministries of this church run, what makes this place go from a financial sort of gears kind of a way, we'll be hearing about that as well. You can ask any questions you would like. But for now, let us continue in worship in the glory of song.
Oh, morning. The reading comes from Mark's Gospel, the first chapter, beginning at the 16th verse. As Jesus passed along the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the sea, for they were fishing. They were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fish for people." And immediately they left their nets and followed him. As he went a little farther, he saw James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, who were in a boat, mending their nets. Immediately he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat and hired men and followed him. A reading from the Word of God.
Gracious God, as we seek to live out our discipleship, this morning hour, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. The word heretic, John, in Greek, means choice. It means, in addition to established truth, as it were, to look at alternate dimensions of that truth. I accept that accolade. Nancy Taylor asked if I would share some of my remarks made a couple of Thursday nights ago at Jazz around the theme of testimony, witness, reflection, as to what Old South means to me, why I give, and why you should give. She said, "Don, testimony and reflection, not quite sermon." You give a preacher a live mic and a live congregation, who knows? Why Old South? Personally, I think it's a dynamic, inclusive community, joyously affirming that dynamic inclusivity. I think we're trying to really be truly welcoming. Hue of skin, ages, gender orientation and expression, blue collar, white collar, ethnicity, education levels, and so on. That's a hard task to pull off. And I think we're really intent in pulling it off. Certain limits to Big Tent, to be sure, no hate speech here, and no putting down of the other. But rather, to me at least, it seems to be a place, in response to Mary Oliver's question in one of her poems, what do you want to do with your one wild and precious life? I think most in this church have responded in some fashion, whatever family, vocation, educational setting, or whatever you find yourself in, I think they've responded with the notion of, yes, we will follow Jesus, which means to love God with all your heart, mind, and soul, and to love your neighbor as yourself. This is what I sense here at Old South Church in a variety of ways. The classes, the sermons, the small groups, the prayer time, healing service, all sorts of things that are happening, but not just for us to grow, but it seems to me a reaching out into the larger world too. We belong to the GBIO, Greater Boston Interfaith Organization. We have major gatherings, and every so often, John Edgerton will announce that there will be a mass plenary session, 800, 1,000, 1,500 people at the mosque, at Old South, at Trinity, at the temple, or whatever, in which we talk about policies affecting gun control and affordable housing and the like. You need to be there for one of those to catch the flavor of an interfaith group trying to better our world. And then here at Old South, I think there's the Global Warming Task Force, the prison sentencing reform, the sanctuary movement. It's exciting. But someone says, Don, you know, really, it's all good. It's all good, but it's only a drop in the bucket. You've shifted from paper cups to mugs at coffee hour. The ice cap is still melting. Okay. As a young pastor, in my first pastorate back quite a few years ago now in Central Square, Cambridge, Pilgrim Congregational Church, I was green, I tell you, in every way. I was working on my exams for my PhD at Boston University, so I accepted this church. We had to eat, too, so the church was great. And I heard that Dr. King was coming to Boston, and we were invited to march with him. I never made it to Selma. Dick Yeo did over here, but I marched with him in Boston, down Columbus Avenue, singing, "Ain't Nobody Gonna Turn Us Around," and so on. He spoke on the Boston Common and to the legislature, and he wanted to talk then to clergy later in the afternoon. So I was there. A couple of hundred of us packed into the chapel at St. John's Roman Catholic Seminary in Brighton. I don't know what he said that day. I only know I was riveted by his presence and by a phrase that he used. I'm sure he used the phrase in other venues. He said, "We will hew out of the rock of despair a stone of hope. We will hew out of the rock of despair a stone of hope." Say that with me this morning. We will hew out of the rock of despair a stone of hope. See, we can't be discouraged at how small the efforts might be or how large they might be or whether our efforts have transformed anything nationwide. We have to hew out the rock of despair, stones of hope. That's why I'm here at Old South Church. I see a lot of folks working hard to live out the life of Christ in the midst of the world. That's why I'm here. That's why I pledge. That's why I hope you too will pledge. Secondly, the issue of pastoral care is important to me here at Old South. It's a bit personal for me. As many of you know, my wife Betsy died 10 years ago. Complications from Alzheimer's disease, and then at the end, some complications from Parkinson's disease as well that sets in. The first few years were fine, as it were, with the medication holding, but then as time moved on, over a 10-year period, it got worse and worse. In the last couple of years, she had lost the power of recognition and most of the power of speech. And Old South was so very, very supportive. With cards and greetings each Sunday, she saw smiling faces. She couldn't remember your name or where she really was, but when the smiling face came to give her a hug, she knew that she was home. I want to call out this morning Jan Mosma, the organizer and mother of the Congregational Care Committee. Frozen dinners provided once in a while to us to take home to pop in the microwave, a massive help. Elias Perez, our senior sexton, helping with the wheelchair while I parked the car, he brought her in and talked with her, and his gracious and wonderful presence and smile. And after the memorial service, Nancy Taylor calling for a couple of weeks between 4:30 and 5 daily. Dawn, how are you doing today? How are things going? John O'Donohue, the Celtic poet and theologian, has in his little piece, Blessing, or Benacht in Gaelic, this, and I'll read just the first few lines. On the day when the weight deadens on your shoulders and you stumble, may the clay dance to balance you. What an image. May the clay of the earth, you see, dance to balance you so that you don't fall. The image of clay dancing for me was my kids and here at Old South Church. That's an important pastoral piece that this church provides. We are a family together. And you all can play a part in it. It doesn't have to be as dramatic and as traumatic as what some of us have gone through. But you play a part in the small groups, in the study groups, worship, at the coffee hour. You hear of one another's journey. You pray for each other and are concerned with each other. This is lifting up the Protestant principle, which says we are priests one to the other. We are priests one to the other, listening and healing. And again, it may not be as dramatic as some of us have gone through. At jazz service the other night, I sang some of these things. I looked over, and there was John. And I said, well, when John breaks his leg, you know, we will all send cards and greetings and whatever. Or if he gets arrested for a good cause, Nancy shouted out, never mind cards, bring bail money, you know. The congregation responds to whatever the setting is. And I think we still have much to learn, to be sure. We are not perfect. But we need to remember that we are that caring community. That's why I have been blessed here at Old South Church. And as I look out, I see many of you have been blessed in a variety of ways. That's why I pledge, and I hope that you will too. But then there's my work here at Old South. After Betsy died in the summer of 2008, I had just retired as executive director of the Massachusetts Bible Society. I'd been a member, Betsy and I had been a member of this church since when I left parish ministry to be the executive director of the Massachusetts Bible Society. You have to be a member of a UCC congregation for your ordination to be intact. So we came here under the wonderful preaching of Jim Crawford and the wonderful music that was here and the music that still continues to this day on a very high and beautiful level. So the person who was here at Theologian in Residence, after a sabbatical year, he left, and I asked Nancy, might that be a place for me? And so 10 years later. Here I am talking to you. At first I taught many courses. There was no real community hour as it is structured now. So I taught many courses, three or four throughout the year, looking at issues of Celtic spirituality, the church as a redemptive community, liberation theology, and on and on. And then the associate minister moved on, and I took on the theological book group every Monday evening. 20 to 22 of us, that's too large for a book group. But how can you cut it? There's even a waiting list. And the books we read are wonderful, you know. We read Amy Jill Levine, Elaine Pagels, Marcus Borg, Nadia Boltz-Weber, and on and on and on. And each participant is working through their own journey. And there's no right or wrong necessarily, but we are invested in looking at truth as what we have experienced growing up and to see what new dimensions there might be. There's always much to learn. For example, in our discussion now of the late Marcus Borg's new book, he raises the issue, is Jesus God? Borg says no. He never claimed it. Rather, he is the lens by which we see God. Now, this may vary a little from maybe how we have been raised, you see, but it's wonderfully stimulating, really. And there's much to learn. It's challenging each and every week. Then I also serve as ministerial advisor to those moving on toward ordination. John does some, I do some. I've done three, Heidi Carrington Heath, Amelia Nugent, who was ordained a year and a half ago, and now Rebecca Boulder, who's in process. We are a teaching church. We are a teaching church. I'm an advisor, yes, but I'm also a learner. Any teacher advisor knows that they gain more from the relationship with students or their classes or whatever than they could ever give. One example. Amelia Nugent and I were talking two years ago about the concept of the virgin birth. Now we don't have to get into that all this morning, and I'm not going to, but just listen to me. And we agreed that, you know, the Hebrew virgin was young woman, and it was assumed that every young woman would be a virgin. And so this cult of virginity and Mary and so on, we think put on it by the later church writers and so on. And so we were, you know, it's not a big thing for us at all, Amelia and me. But then she paused. And she said, we agree, Don, it's great. But isn't it nice to think of what God and women can do without the interference of men? Oh my, Wells, your learning curve is going up and up, you see. So, for these and other reasons, I am blessed to be here at Old South Church. I see it as a progressive Christian congregation that is not content to be where it is, but sees itself in process of moving on to new challenges and new tasks that lie ahead. The journey lies ahead, the journey with Jesus, and that journey needs all of us to be present. Just a few moments ago, we sang this lovely, gentle hymn, You've Come Down to the Lakeshore. One of the verses we sang has the disciples saying, you have looked into my eyes and you have called me by name. And in a moment, we'll sing another verse of that hymn, the disciples saying, you, Jesus, need my hands, my exhaustion, working love for the rest of the weary. Oh my, oh my, what a calling. If Old South is nurturing you and challenging you and providing a venue for you to bring your faith out into the world where it's needed, if any of that is true, then the question really comes, will you follow? Are you coming? Can you be counted on? And I am convinced that you and you and you and me can be counted on in this beloved community. Let the whole church then say amen.
Amen.
God be with you.
And also with you.
May the peace of Christ dwell in your hearts.
Christ is our peace, our life, and our hope.
Let us pray. Holy, holy, holy God, God of our frigid winter and of our warm summer, God of our growing up and our growing old, God of our Sunday worship and of our weekday forgetfulness, be with us now as we gather ourselves to be still in your awesome and holy presence. Holy, holy, holy God, we give thanks and praise that you have opened our mortal eyes to the vistas of eternity. We give you thanks and praise for your prophets and heretics whose anger and vision have opened our hearts and sometimes caused us to challenge and change the world. We give you thanks for the colors of a narcissus on a steely winter's day, for the kindness of a friend, for laughter that breaks through grief. We give you thanks and praise for all that is good and lovely in the midst of a violent and chaotic world. We give you thanks for dogs and cats and pets who love us unconditionally and whose care and well-being is in our keeping. Holy, holy, holy God, hear now the prayers of our hearts as we hold your world and its people in our thoughts, in our prayers, on our hearts. We remember and name before you people in need of healing known to us, Maddie, Don, Alice, Barbara, Jared, Chuck, Stan, Victor, Eleanor. And we remember and name those who now abide with you in highest heaven, Al, Christopher, and ask that with waterfalls of tenderness, you rain gentle love upon those who grieve their passing. Eric, Evie, Betsy, Nathan, Julia. We remember all who are in harm's way, soldiers and emergency workers, refugees. We are mindful of those who cannot find work and for federal workers caught in the midst of political battles. We hold on our hearts the peoples of the Middle East, Israel and Palestine, Iran and Iraq, Pakistan and Afghanistan. We pray for the whole continent of Africa and for leaders of nations that they may learn the ways of peace. Look, O God, on your children who need your care. Tend your sick ones. Rest your weary ones. Bless your dying ones. Soothe your suffering ones. Pity your afflicted ones. Shield your joyous ones. Grant wisdom to your discerning ones. In silence now, we each pause to name before you those particular circumstances and people that lay on our hearts this morning. And finally, it is good to pray with Christians all around the world who lift voices together in the prayer that Jesus himself has taught us, praying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Jesus called fishermen from their nets to fish for people. He once multiplied fish to feed a picnic of 5,000 people. One of the best stories is after his death and resurrection, he was found cooking breakfast, cooking fish over an open fire on a beach for his fishermen disciples. Christianity is a fishy business. Jesus calls us to fish for people, and here at Old South Church, we fish in a stocked pond right outside our doors. Help us to fish. The morning offering will be given and received.
page and stand by me. If thou know'st it, tell him, yonder peasant, who is he? Where and what is dwelling? And bring me wine, bring me pine logs hither. Thou and I will see him dine when we bear them thither. Footsteps, my good page, tread thou in them boldly. Thou shalt find the winter's rage freeze thy blood less
Would you pray with me? Oh, most holy God, you have called the church into being. By your very will, you have created communities that span century, that span globe, that reach into this room today. We are grateful for the gifts that have been given to us. Scripture and song, lesson and tradition. We are grateful for what has been given. We are grateful too for the task you have laid before us, the task of living today as your church, for living today and living up to what has come before, doing what we might to further the cause of your beloved realm a bit more, that generations to follow might look back, that they might see what we have done and give you glory. You, O God of the ages, bless us, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
Christian, walk bravely into this new week. Shun the hollow, hallow the good. Forgive those who wound you and wound not in return. Encourage the discouraged. Cherish times with the lonely. Pray in private crannies about all things. Be found celebrating. Encourage laughter in your soul. And may the blessing of Almighty God, our Creator, Christ, our brother and Savior, and the Holy Spirit be with you this day and every day, and let the whole church say,
Amen.